Welcome to installment 237 of Sefer Mitzvahs in the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, positive commandment 96, continuing with the laws of purity and impurity, this time tumas nevela, the type of impurity which is conveyed by an animal which has died without shechita in another fashion. This is the impurity conveyed through the carcass of an animal. Although we have discussed this commandment before, as well as other laws, in the Rambam Sefer Tadra, this is the first of the mitzvahs that Rambam lists regarding Tadra, mitzvah 96. And here the Rambam gives an introduction to all his positive commandments regarding Tumah v'Tadra. The question here is, what kind of mitzvah is this? Usually a commandment is an indication or directive to do a certain act, or not to do a certain act, such as we are commanded to dwell in a sukkah, or we are prohibited from eating pork, and so on and so forth. What is the commandment in this case? We have no prohibition here that one is not allowed to become tameh, because there is no such prohibition in the Torah. So too, there is no positive commandment to make oneself tameh through contacting one of these sources of impurity. What then is the mitzvah? The Rambam tells us that the laws governing any particular type of tumah, these laws and their observance are in itself the mitzvah. For example, when one has come in contact with a certain form of tumah, should the law be that the person is rendered impure, then obeying these laws is the fulfillment of this positive commandment. Should such contact not render the person tameh in such a case, then treating the person as pure in that case, this is the positive commandment. In short, all of the laws governing under what conditions the tumah is transferred, these laws itself constitute the positive commandment. The Rambam brings this out specifically in our mitzvah of Tumas Nevela by quoting the Sifra. The Sifra brings two verses which seem to contradict each other. One verse relating to Nevela says, Uvnivlosam leisi go, do not touch the carcass of a dead animal, which seems to imply that we are forbidden from touching such a carcass. Another verse, however, says, Ula'ela sitamu, you should make yourself impure to these, which seems to imply that there is a positive requirement to contact the carcass and become impure. How does the Sifra resolve this apparent contradiction? The Sifra states that it is a matter of reshus, that there is not a prohibition precluding us from contacting the nevela, nor is there a positive requirement to become tameh. Rather, it is reshus. If one wishes, one can become tameh by touching nevela. Under such conditions, one would be forbidden from entering the Beis HaMikdash and would have to be sent out of the Machne Shechina, the innermost part of the temple grounds. He is also forbidden from eating or coming in contact with Kadesh, sanctified foods. However, this does not mean that there is a prohibition from becoming in such a state. If one does become tameh, then there are certain laws governing one's behavior. But it is not a positive commandment to become tameh, nor a prohibition to remain pure and not have contact with the tumah. So too the Rambam tells us, in all the laws of Tumah v'Tahara, this is his intention in including it among the positive commandments. It is a commandment to obey all the laws governing this particular type of Tumah. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.